I present to you for the honorary award of the degree of the Institute Honoris Causa, Dr. Rosalie Lynette Kunoth Monks.
Look at them all sitting up the front here. Our graduates. Up Murrin and the Narundiganel. Up Murrin and the Langanaganamal. Not all of you speak Arunda, but from the security of your culture, from the security of your country, and from the security of your language, you can reach for the sky. Graduates, not just playing, not just chasing the Western culture. And when the manuna, who are we? Of my thinning each lemon under the Arctic, from which country did we come? Of my thinning each, of my Australia. We are Australians. I would like to, first of all, acknowledge the people from this country. Acknowledge us as the most disparaged people. We've been kicked around, we've been killed, we've been slaughtered. And what do I see before me today? An amazing resilience. We will not go away. And as I've said before, we are not the problem. Problem and non runican landama, rarial problem and work. Visitors from other country made that problem. And we're still suffering. The underlying racism, the underlying putting down of people, Australia, please grow up. We have so much to offer, and we have so much to teach you. Now, my people out at Utopia put me through a ceremony. Instead of covering me up and gowning me up, guess what the men did? Stripped me down to the waist. The wrinkly old breasts came out. And my country was put on these breasts. And the men put me through a ceremony, beating Bachelor College or Bachelor Institute. They know I not only care for country, I care for our language. I care for the truth, the absolute truth of who we are. And I think this is what Bachelor Institute has to keep on going. Do not westernize our knowledge. Our knowledge is thousands of years old, and the longer I live, the more I am amazed. And students today, graduates, don't ever leave the security of your culture and of who you are. Who are you? You are the first people of this country. And don't ever lose your languages. And don't ever stray too far from your country. And learn your songs. They're thousands of years old. Hang on to that. And now, I'm not just saying this for fun. It's a hard road. But we don't have to learn one way. The only way we can achieve this is from the security and safety of our culture. Kala. And I'd like to thank Bachelor Institute for the honour that they have shown me to give me an honorary doctorate. I'm not the only one. There are many people who have made this a great institution, but I hope it will be absolutely unique in pursuing indigeneity, pursuing excellence, pursuing the continuity of people who have survived for thousands of years. Let's not stray from that. Thank you so much for honouring me. Thank you, everyone.
How does it feel?
It's absolutely amazing. But by the same token, I feel that I must not leave who we are and yet meet the challenges of today. And that's what I'd like our young people to do it. From within the security of their culture, not feeling ashamed because they're tribal or traditional or any other form of Aboriginality. They are the most beautiful people in the world.
We've seen graduates, and throughout your time, I'm actually a former student, and I remember when you was a chair, bachelor.
Was I hard?
Yes. No, you were great. It empowered us more, and particularly media students as well, too. I cannot go anywhere without asking you about particularly your comments on Q&A that night. We play that back over and time again. Me, personally, I play that back over and time again, because it's inspirational for me. It gives me hope. And I want to talk a bit about hope, and particularly for Aboriginal communities, you know, what do we need to do more, and particularly in our educational institution, what do we need to do more for empowering our people?
I think first and foremost, we retain our identity, who we are. And from that security of knowing who we are, we achieve whatever we can out of what is available. And we must make sure that availability is there. And one of the institutions that can make that a reality is Bachelor Institute. It's here for us, for our usage, and to listen to the voices of the First Nations people.